We greet you in the name of the Lord, so thankful for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking. We trust you'll stay with us, for we're asking the Lord to make our service a blessing to you. We're opening our service with the West Virginia Trio singing for us, The Blood-Bought Church. Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege of sharing this gospel broadcast with this precious people today. Wherever our program is reaching, we trust the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each and to every heart. We're so thankful for the love of God. And we realize when you gave your Son, you gave your Son for everyone who will believe on Him. So as this broadcast goes forth, may the Holy Spirit accompany it and use it for the glory of God and for the good of souls. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Our subject for today's broadcast, the family of God is unique. And our text of scripture is 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. I want to consider with you on this broadcast why the family of God is unique, or as Peter has said in the verse that I just read, a separate people. First of all, let us understand what the word unique means. Existing as the only one or as the sole example. Having no like or equal. Not typical. Unusual. Being the only one of a particular type. Without equal or like. Unique is normally taken to describe an absolute state. The family of God is spoken of in the scriptures under different names. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and in earth is named. Ephesians chapter 3 and verses 14 and 15. So the family of God is, of course, named after God. God is the Father of all the members of this family. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called, or that we should be, sons of God. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1. Family as the name mother, has the same mother, but Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 26. And of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her, and the highest himself shall establish her. The Lord shall count when he writes up the people that this man was born there. We read in Psalm 87, verses 5 and 6. So the birth certificate for each child shows they have the same father and the same mother. The father and the mother are those parents of the family of God. The family is one body. So we read in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 4. And we also read, now has God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it has pleased him. Now you are the body of Christ and members in particular. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 18 and also verse 27. God does not set the members in different bodies. No, whenever God places a person in the body of Christ, and he places everyone in the body of Christ. And I say, God does not set members in different bodies. For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. And that's 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 12. And I would like for you to notice, in this short verse of Scripture, Paul speaks of the one body three times. Let me read that verse again. For as the body is one, and hath many members, all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. And so the family of God is one body. And that's one of the reasons why it is unique. This family has one faith. So we read in Ephesians 4 and 5. Sometimes people ask you, well, what faith are you of? Well, according to the Word of God, there is one faith. Only one faith. Only one true faith. And Jude said, that's the faith that we should contend earnestly for. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no division among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10. And Jesus, in his prayer to the Father, said, neither pray I for these alone, talking of the 12 disciples, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And that's St. John chapter 17, verses 20 and 21. And please notice here why Jesus prayed to the Father that we all be one, that they may be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. It is reported that years ago, a Protestant minister was talking to Mahatma Gandhi. He was a pacifist leader there in India, and he did not believe in Christianity. But this minister was talking to him, and Mahatma Gandhi is supposed to have said to this minister, I like your Christ, but I don't like your Christianity. What he was talking about was, what he heard about Jesus Christ was attractive and desirable, but when he looked at the divided religious world, he did not want that. And so God, or Christ, prayed to God that we all be one so that the world might believe that God had sent him. It's no wonder a lot of people don't believe on Christ, because they look at the religious world and see how divided it is, how scattered it is, with all of its various doctrines and teachings and faiths. They do not want it. People don't want it. But if they see the real true beauty of Christ and of the family of God, surely many more would want it than what do today. God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the congregations of the saints. So we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 33. Now this family has a home. The people tell you in the religious world, many of them do, say you need to join a church so that you will have a church home. Well, beloved, I was born at home. And I say that from a physical standpoint as well as a spiritual standpoint. Whenever I was born, literally, I was born at home in the family house. And whenever I was born again of the Spirit of God, I was born into the house of God. So the family of God has a home. Many religious people would tell you that you need to join a church, saying that you need a church home. But whenever you are born again of the Spirit of God, you are born into the family of God, which is the house of God. Paul, in his writings to Timothy, said, if thou tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. All the members were born into the family that gave them a home. You were not born in one home and another born in another home. All that have been born of God have been born into the same family, into the same home. You can't join God's family. The only way in God's family is you must be born again. That's what Jesus told Nicodemus. Except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. John 3:3-5. So you cannot join the family of God. Jesus said, I am the door. If any man enter in, he pass through him, then he would be saved. The home is the church, and this offers a quite unique relationship to each child of God. We are to love one another with a pure heart fervently. I know there's a lot of family, literal families today, that don't get along, but God intends for all of His children to get along, and He wants us to love one another with a pure heart fervently, and we are to bear one another's burdens, and we are to pray one for another, and we are to meet together for fellowship and to worship our Heavenly Father. Jesus told the woman at the well in Samaria that God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. That's the only kind of worship God will accept. There's a lot of vain worship and a lot of false worship in the world today, but the Father seeketh us to worship Him as we'll worship Him in spirit and in truth. Now, in this family of God, there is one Holy Spirit, and each member of the family is to be a vessel for the indwelling of the Spirit of God. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. It's a privilege to be a temple, a vessel, for the indwelling of the Spirit of God. And Paul tells us in Ephesians 4:4 that there is one body and one spirit, one Holy Spirit. There are many spirits in the world, and that's why John said, for us to try the spirit to see whether they be of God. But there is one Holy Spirit inhabiting the one body of Christ. Now, we have an older brother in this family, and his name is Jesus. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brothers, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praises unto thee. And that's Hebrews 2:11-12. Now, this older brother loved the family so much that he gave his life for it. Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Now, we have had some terrible wars in our history, and the First World War and the Second World War, the Korean War, and so forth, and many young men went off to fight for their family, for their nation, and Jesus Christ gave himself for his family. Christ loved the church so much that he gave himself for it. So we read in Ephesians 5:25. Now this family has a unique message, and that message is salvation. Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth. Not saved in sin, not saved to sin, but saved from sin. That's what the angel told Joseph, that Mary would bear a son that would call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? And the Apostle John in his first epistle said that those who are born of God, those who are children of God, do not commit sin. And Jesus said, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Now this family has a unique mission. Not only does it have a unique message, but it has a unique message. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. So the family of God is unique in that it has the message of salvation. It is unique in that it has the mission to carry the gospel to the very ends of the world. And that's Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20 that I just read. Now, the father of this family, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 5. The Father has all power. He has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Jesus said, all power is given unto me both in heaven and in earth. And our Father loves us, for God is love, and God loves everyone. He doesn't love sin, but he loves the soul. Behold, all souls are mine. The soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. And so our Father has all power, and he has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. And our Father is a just Father who will reward everyone according to the way they have lived. Our Father has an eternal home prepared for all who will be redeemed and live for him in this time world. Will you be one of them? Heavenly Father, we pray that you will bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. We thank you for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this congregation, and we trust the Holy Spirit will use it to bless every heart in our congregation. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. It would be an encouragement to us if you would take time to let us know that you hear and appreciate our broadcast. And our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email. And our fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. Our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. We invite you to be with us in our services as they are broadcast live over the internet, www.wayoftruth.org. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our Sunday evening service begins at 6. and our midweek service begins at 7. So we invite you to be with us as all possible in our services. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we invite you to tune in this station next week, when the Lord willing, we will be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the Lord's blessings rest and abide upon each and every one of you.
Whosoever heareth shall shout the sound.